Territory Grab Store Solutions. This is Kenny.
Hey, Kenny. John with Local Splash. Calling you back there, sir. How are you?
Good, John. So I don't know if you remember, we, as we speak, I'm getting, you had put me in contact, you know, with you guys, and so I've since signed on.
Yes, sir.
So, I'm happy so far. Like, obviously, we're doing the whole wait to time thing, but I'm landing my reviews and everything like that. Like, we're getting, like, 5 to 6 a week. So, hopefully, that's helping you guys out.
It'll help tremendously if you're getting reviews. Yes, sir. Help you more so.
Yeah, 5 or 6 a week right now. The hardest part I have with that is some people are just idiots and they don't understand even if I send the link.
That happens.
But anyways.
Yeah, what's going on, though?
So, there we go. I'll give you my full attention now. I had to respond to that. So I have my URL for my website. I own it. And the Times Union Media Group, who I used to use for a lot of this stuff, is the one who still actually has all control over it. So they have the domain on registrar. Let me see what it says here. I think it was registrar. Yeah, or register.com. And I'm getting, at the same time, my wife is texting me that you're calling now.
No, you're good.
Let me tell her I'm on the phone. All right. So anyways, register.com, I think it's who it's actually registered under. I have a buddy who's kind of tech savvy, and he did some looking into this today for me. And so we're trying to figure out, because so the Times Union Group, they're about 4 weeks behind in getting me this URL. I did some research today, just what this guy knows. And like I said, he used to run he hosted some websites for people and whatnot. And he did the quick thing and on whois.com. And it comes up as client transfer prohibited on the status. And I'm wondering if the Times Union is dragging their feet because they can't actually transfer me this domain. But I've paid them $298 for all of this.
Jesus. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got ripped off like big time on it, but it was the only way for me to get it. And I use the .com for everything in my marketing. And so,
yeah.
Now Google, of course, I don't have a website anymore. Google's pulled my shit on that end. I got a notification because they've taken down the website from Google. And, so anyways, this guy was able to do a quick search. He was like, hey, look, client transfer prohibited. I said, what's that mean? He goes, I don't really know. Never seen it. So I was wondering, like, is that something I could pay you guys to look into? Like, are you able, like, you guys are tech savvy. I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. So a couple things as far as websites. I mean, we are a one-stop shop, you know, but at the same time, if you're trying to transfer over that domain, I mean, we don't call on your behalf to get that from them, though. The one
I talked to someone else about this a few times, but I've talked to several different people and let them know what's going on with it. It's been an ongoing battle. This company actually took me for thousands that I'm going after. And so at this point, I was just thinking, like, I'm trying to find someone who has enough knowledge to actually find out if it's a transferable domain. I own it, but I have no access to it. Zero. Like, I can't do anything with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was just hoping, maybe these guys would offer me something to be able to look into it.
Is this a domain that I have on file, the Saratoga GarageDoorSolutions.com?
Yeah, that's the one that they were supposed to have handed over about 4 weeks ago.
And nada. Okay.
And I've been back and forth with them. 2 weeks ago, it was 3 to 5 business days. My phone call this morning was I'd have it by the 24th. And I canceled services with them at the end of August.
Wow, this is going on for some time then. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Were you paying monthly for them, for that website, keep it afloat as well, too, like keeping it live?
I was, So I gave them $199 a month, plus when I canceled services, I paid them the other $98. So that was the $298. Because the $98 fee is to buy the domain from them, which I did.
Jeez, man. Okay.
Yeah, I know, expensive, but I got ripped off. I just wanted it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry to say that out loud. I was like, geez.
No, you're good. I know. It's completely apparent to me that, like, I got a shit end of a deal, and I lost a ton of money. But I'm like, at this point, I'm just trying to recover what I can. I own the domain. I really want that domain because I want that website back up, and I'm going to have you guys build everything for it.
Right.
And I'm like, how do I find out, like, if what my buddy found is true, like they can't actually transfer? Because if that's the case, then I just go after them and I buy SaratogaGarageDoorSolution.com if that's available.
Oh, okay. So here's my thing with that. I mean, this is my personal opinion. And, you know, how long have you had that website up previously?
I contracted with them probably in April to build it. Maybe I got it in June, end of May, June
okay.
time frame.
Were you getting a lot of hits from that? Like, a lot of traffic from it?
I was getting enough. Yeah, I was getting definitely like two or three, maybe sometimes five form fills every week on that. So, you know, the
really?
Customer puts
okay.
in their information and stuff. So.
Okay. If you having any type of backlog, I mean, obviously right now we're not going to put that website up because then it just confuses customers. You know what I mean? Because it's just going to direct them to say it can't be reached. Which could be a scary thought. They may think it's closed down or whatever, you know, if they don't know, kind of their imagination flows, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And
I wouldn't let it linger too much further than that, to be honest. And I'm looking on Google right now about this register.com. You said it was from register.com though, right?
Yeah. So actually it's funny as we're talking, I just got a text back. Yeah, so now I got a text back. I contacted their VP over there, and just but so yeah, it's it says register.com/inc, you know, incorporated.
Okay. Because I'm on the website right now.
Yeah, I was trying to call them. I sent them an email to that company, register.com. I did send them an email earlier. I haven't heard anything back. I did try to call the contact number that I had for that, and you get about 20 seconds of nothing, and then it just disconnects.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man. I was trying to help you out here, just a little helping hand, but I can't find anything here.
Yeah.
It kind of made it broad. That one question is very specific, and I feel like they know that. So,
yeah, and that's and I saw when, like I said, when my buddy looked this up and it said non-transferable, I was like, whoa, like this is why they've been dragging.
Let me transfer.
It says so. This guy sent me back. He said this is one of the guys who works at the Times Union who I'm trying to get the domain from. Finally, he messaged me back just now. It says 9 out of 10 will have that status designation. It's to help prevent unauthorized transfers if your domain account was ever compromised. I mean, like I said, I don't know if that's true. I just feel like they're blowing smoke. And
yeah.
So I was like, well, let me reach out to local Splash and tell them and see maybe if they had any idea.
That one I don't have any answer for you, partner. I wish I did. I mean, you know, I'm pretty knowledgeable on a lot of stuff, but that one I just I would at least take an extra step, take a look at ways I can see here, but I'm not seeing much on here. But you want to wait? Hold on.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, go ahead.
With all that being said and done, just we're gonna move past that. And
okay.
Like I said, I'm losing sales from this, so there's more coming for this company. You know, I'm going after them, but
yeah.
I'll leave that to different story, different people. If I were to buy SaratogaGarageDoorSolution.com,
mm-hmm.
I could pick that up for like $40 for the next 3 years, like $40 total on GoDaddy.
Awesome, yeah. GoDaddy we can actually work with now too. So yeah.
Saratoga Garage Door Solution, it just loses the S off the last of the company name. And so if I went with something like that, and then all of a sudden they do hand over the actual URL that I paid for through them, which has the S in it, can we link the two together so it doesn't matter which one my customer goes to?
No. So just use one. I mean, if you use the other one, or if you own the other one, hold it. That's what I would do. You know, I have multiple different business names because mine kind of goes with an acronym. So I chose both. So no one takes it. You know what I mean?
That's what I was wondering. Like I said, my buddy at the same time, he was like, well, just buy the other one. He's like, and you can set it up. He's like, and then you can link it so one goes to the other. But I like your idea. If like, I got that one with the S on the end back. That's the one that I want.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to link it, I mean, it may not go quicker or smooth, like goes quick as that. But I mean, if you're asking me my opinion on this one, I would buy the other one. It's cheap. It's easy. Boom. And that way we have something to work with and start developing it really quick because people do like to see websites. It really does make a difference. And in the website, we could put that link to your Google profile for, you know, a Google review and kind of helps you out even further with that, you know?
Yeah, that would definitely help out some of these people I deal with.
All right. Yeah. So that's my suggestion.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, I have the best customers ever. So don't get me wrong on that.
Hey, having the best customer is one thing, but telling them how to go ahead and leave a Google review, for some reason, man, that's just a whole other level for them.
It is. So, all right, that's what I'll do then. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to buy that today. And I'll send over the information to your team so they can go ahead and get started with that because, like I said, I'm losing sales through this at this point. I've been losing sales through it. It's not your fault. It's the Times Union's fault. And by the way, I'm diving them out every chance I get now, I guess.
What was that?
The Times Union. I used to keep their name hidden, and everyone I talk to now, I just throw these guys under the bus. The Times Union Media Group is the one who's screwing me over. But cool. Yeah, what I'll do is I'll buy that. That way we get things going again. Maybe we can get something up.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not losing these sales that I'm losing right now.
Yeah, man, let's rock and roll. I'm ready for this too myself. So, want to hear some major success stories for you, man?
Dude, we're going. We're like, this thing's just moving fast, and I'm like, I want everything I can get. So, yeah, let me go ahead and I'll buy that, and then I'll pass the information along to your team.
All right, man, that's like to hear. I'm gonna leave notes for them so that way they kind of know what's going on a little bit too. But yes, definitely send that to them as soon as you can. So.
I will. I did speak with someone last week, and I explained that I was having this huge issue getting anything for the domain transfer. And so they were like, all right, we'll pause the text that you get every day. And I was like, sweet, thanks.
All right. Well, honestly, let me ask you this. As far as your domain that you're trying to buy from GoDaddy, it was, you said it was $50? Do you know accurately?
I think it was $39.99 for 3 years. It's like a penny for the first year, and then $20 a year after that. I'm just going to pay for it in full for 3 years.
Okay. All right. Because the other option is, I mean, if you wanted to – it's just an option, okay, but I got to say, you know, we can buy out a domain for you on there, so that way you're not paying upfront right now. I mean, we're planning on for you staying forever, right? You know, making things happen, rocking and rolling. Right?
I'll buy the domain. Just nothing against anything you got.
What I was gonna say is you could save money. You know what I mean? So that way you don't have to buy it now. If for any reason that you decide that you wanted to part ways and you wanted to buy the domain from that, it's only $99, but and that's yours. But I mean, I just have to throw that out there, man. Sorry.
No, that's. It sounds great and everything. I don't mind throwing down the money right now for it because I've had it's exactly what's happening. Not saying that you guys would do this.
No, yeah, I get it.
Like, this is going to completely eliminate any ideas that this I'd have to do this again because this has been a 5 or 6 week headache.
For sure.
You wouldn't believe. Trust me, they billed me for thousands one day, and then they said they did it in error, and it was 10 days later before I got my money back, so...
How do you do that as an error of I'm sorry, that blows my mind. All right, well, that's why I wanted to make sure I throw it out there, is make sure you always have options there, but do your thing, totally understandable. I already sent the message to our team over here, and just let them know. We'll go ahead and rock and roll from there.
Good show. Thanks. All right, well, thanks, John. I appreciate your time.
Anytime.
The saga of what I've been going through, and like I said, I'm trying to find answers because I'm going to court. So.
Oh man. Hey, best of luck with everything on that. But in the meantime, we're gonna make this thing keep it moving forward as that goes and clears up as well. All right.
Perfect. I'll buy the URLs that I was talking about, and I'll add you guys this evening on it.
All right. Sounds like a plan. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
No problem.
My pleasure.